Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I like that old wood pencil, though. Your kids need to feel that paper. They need to feel it right. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
The eraser don't even work, bro.
Yeah. Remember writing with a dull pencil and having to keep the angles tight to even get it?
I used to hate that so much. And then you have to get up and go to the pencil sharpener, and it would be
that was the best part of class, getting up. You get to stop, talk to your friends, you know what I'm saying? Show out your fit for the day.
Hey, one time my overall fell, and then people saw my drawers and everything. I had like one overall hanging. My mama said, "You put both them straps up." I'm like, "Man, whatever. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know style." Got to school, let one strap hang, had the other strap showing off at the goddamn thing, and my shit fell down. I was like, "Oh shit." You know what I'm saying? It was fourth grade, so you know, everybody dick was that big, but still.
Dude, names and all. Okay.
You're so funny, CB.
What was I gonna say? CB, first of all, why are you over here eating a applesauce, a child's applesauce?
So today is the first day that both of my kids are officially in-person school. So me and my wife are running, bitch, acting a fool. We eating applesauce, we'll be eating fruit snacks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you.
You're so happy you've been there in school
grown. We grown again. It's been over a year since we've been in the house, though.
Oh, yeah. So y'all just walking around.
I like your hair.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, I like your hair.
Let me see.
Thank you.
That looks good.
Yeah.
Ooh, fresh. Oh, freshly dipped.
That's old now.
You gotta teach Pat to do that.
I realized like, I don't want to cut my hair, but I don't like that shit all in my face. I'm not this nigga. I'm not this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, fuck that. Hold on, let me get a water.
You're not that dude. Okay. Kev should be here in un momento. Well, we're gonna start with our minute. Where are y'all going? Okay, the two ladies on the panel who do need to go primp and get cute. We here ready, cute. And y'all getting up to do what? CP, you don't need your waist trainer right now.
I don't even know why I would need a waist trainer. My waist is like little. I don't get it.
Because you're trying to get hips.
I need to train it to do.
You're trying to get hips.
What I need hips for? I don't know. It is a lot of hippie ass niggas over here, huh? In ADD, but I ain't one of them. I can't hip it out. You feel me? Me and Keon holding on to the hipless niggas. We just trying to stay hipless out here.
Okay, Keon, are you done? Or you gotta?
Yeah, no, he'll come show me when he's done.
Oh, look at you being a good dad. Oh, I had to send my son to school. I was like, you got to go. Okay.
Oh, no, they start in like 2-3 weeks. Oh. It's like, you send your kids back? I was like, nigga, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Get out.
That was, you know what, that's really like, I remember I was like, okay, I have a full-time job, I have multiple jobs, and I have to be a full-time mom all day, and I was like, wait, he gonna have to go, because my mental capacity was like getting to the point where I was like, I'm gonna leave and never come back home. Like, I was getting to that point, so I was like, he gotta go to school, and I was
so like, we not meant for this, man. Like, and my kids aren't, they're really good kids, but kids just all day, you'd be like, yeah. Let me come show it to me. You like, and then everybody knows my oldest was speech delayed, and he's making up for lost time. Like, now he don't stop talking.
See, I'm in the good pocket. My baby is 17. She don't really, you know, it's very much, hey mom, like, hey kid, and we're good over here. So like, her school is doing partial, where if you want to come back to school you can, or if you want to just do the virtual. And she was like, I mean, we've been doing it this long. She was like, we cool. She was like, I'll see what next year is talking about, because next year she'll be a senior. So she was like, I'm cool, we're riding out the rest of my junior year. I was like, all right,
That's so easy. You, when I hear like parents of teenagers talk about, I'll be like, ugh, you just, you don't even have to parent anymore, okay?
But it gets easier though. Like as they get older, we all graduate. Like they know the shit that pisses you off. You know, they're tiptoeing around that, which is great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel guilty at all. Like, you know what I don't like? Like, my biggest thing is house shoes. I need house shoes to be worn. Like, I can't stand the sound of my children's bone of their feet hitting the floor. It's like, dog, put some shoes on your feet. I know, it's crazy. I have marble floors in my house, and it, bah, 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 be like, ah! You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I can't do it, bro. All right. Like they like they see me and don't have houses on and be like, oh, I'll be like, yeah, yeah. I'm like a white police officer with that. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? I can't play it. You know, a little shit that I, you know, as my, that's one of my dad ticks. I need fucking house shoes in the house. Please. That's why I buy them. They have house shoes everywhere. I try to buy unicorns and elephants and whatever you know what I'm saying? Like, wear them. Cause I know I'm paying for some what? You know what I'm saying? So no, my dog is over here.
I was about to say, I was like, what is that? yeah, I mean, because when I hear like Ty talk about her kids and she's just like, basically you got a roommate, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't really have to interact like that. You buy them food sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But then I realized like all of my friends with teenage kids, I'd be like, well, see, this why your child can have a whole enterprise, them bought guns, watch porn, like, because when they're teens, you like, eh, you know, go to your room, have a good life, and you ain't gotta watch them, like, you don't.
I said, I wish I had that. Like, I had a dad who was too, like, hey, let me tell you something, man. I'm like, no, I don't want, I'll learn on my own. I don't need you. See, back in 78, we used to use these things. Like, hey, nigga, all right, that's enough. That's all right, we got it. I'll figure it out, bro.
No.
All right, y'all. Well, that's a good point.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Ty.
Now, I was just saying, I get my freedom papers next year. So, turn up. She'll be 18.
So, you done.
Hold on, guys. Get your little ass.
What you gonna do with your newfound freedom when your daughter's gone?
Man, I don't even know. I know that... Even at the end of this month, I get to get back on the road again. I'm not even gonna know how to act. Just to be traveling and doing shows again.
Yeah, it is fun. And you know what? I'm back. The audiences are like very appreciative right now.
Right.
Like they're like, man, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like you tell a wife joke and the husband dying laughing now. I'd be like, yeah, it's been a rough year. He'd be like, that's this bitch.
Yeah,
you'd be like, damn. You'd be like, whoa.
Oh. I'm so like, just filling up my calendar has me excited. Like, I'm putting in my dates and stuff. I'm like, I'm really about to start working again. Like, yes. And then I'm like, normally, you know, for us, I mean, I think we all can agree, like, we not like huge names, so you'd be worried about turnout still. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hitting up the clubs. Like, what's the count looking like already? And like I don't never had no pre-sales. Like, I'm not big enough to have pre-sales like that. My show is still a month away. She was like, no, people are already buying tickets.
Yeah, it's happening, bro.
They want to get out of the house.
It's like we did like a year of like almost like online classes with our fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really almost went to school with them over this last year. And we as adults all got on here and vented to each other, like, man, kids drive me crazy. And it's like the bond between our fans is really tight right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
We was doing nothing else. So we was every, remember when COVID first hit and everybody was going live for like a month, like every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
We thought it was temporary. We was like, oh, this ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what y'all want to talk about? What y'all want to talk about? Yeah, sure. You want to see my tattoo? Look at this. I got this. It's like, we was personal. We didn't give a damn.
Yeah. And then 6 months later, like, I don't know. It feels like I am legend.
Yeah. A lot of people digitally die. He was like, damn, what happened to so-and-so? Right. She ain't going live no more. They people dropped off, man. It's crazy.
Man.
Yeah. We survived.
Are y'all scared about getting COVID? Because you're now about to go travel and be around all these little crowds.
If, I feel better when I see people like you who've had COVID and you're fine and your voice is back. And, you know what I'm saying? It'd be the ones who had COVID and be like, I tell you what, that shit was not a joke. That shit was not a joke.
Wow, not the smoker thing.
That wow. shit was not a joke. It was crazy. Like, oh, okay.
But like, it's not right, fun. Man. I'm telling you, it's not fun. It's not. And especially because I feel like there's lingering effects, like sicknesses and stuff that I found out. I actually had something about 6 weeks after I had COVID. My son had something. You know, after he had it as well. So I feel like we're going to find out probably in the next year or so that there's like after effects, like after sicknesses once you get COVID. And that is enough for me to be like, should I get a vaccine or not? I don't know.
I think I'm going to go ahead and get this vaccine. I'm actually been trying to find some ways to get it quicker. I don't got to figure it out.
Oh, I know. Wait, what? Because you in Cali, what did they say in Cali? When can you get it?
It's available like in like a week or two for everybody our age. Like, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like everybody who's just, you know, who they don't really care about dying like that.
You know? Everybody who won't die pretty much. Yeah, like, they like, but I haven't even looked. Every time I get a text for it, I just delete it.
Yeah. Every time I get a test, I'm negative. I mean, I don't want to keep, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, man, it's, but you know, I've been pretty good about just keeping myself, you know, hands clean and staying away, you know, knock on wood.
You still ugly though. Okay, so that's a good place to stop and go to the next part. Yeah. For those of you,
wondering, I don't even try to be beautiful. If I was trying to be fine, I'd be fucking shit up. I just rest my hat on funny. I don't try to do a double entendre. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm cool. I'm funny. Fucking, I ain't finna, you know what I'm saying, put no chapstick on.
I'm just playing, so you're pretty good grief. Well, okay.
You know what I mean? Hey, I just woke up. Shit, I can see how somebody could say. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, for y'all wondering where everybody's at, Kevin's going to join us later, but Tahir's actually sick, so y'all send him some love. Send him some kind words of encouragement to get him through while he's sick, okay? We'll be back right after this.
Look, fellas, you know what you're working with down there, all right? You know if you got a bush, you know that you need to trim, and you know you should use the proper tools. We've all tried to trim with some T-liners or some other type of clippers that weren't made for trimming your balls, and you know what happened, all right? Nicks, cuts, bruises all over the place, and it burns. It burns a little bit, even when it's healing. You don't like that feeling. Nobody should have to go through that, which is why you need to use Manscaped, because Manscaped products will have you feeling like you need to get into a ball sack beauty contest. You'd be like, everybody needs to see these ball sacks, and I'm going to let you know something. Everybody did not need to see ball sacks, okay? That's what you're not going to do. However, you can feel that way all the way you need to, all in your little heart. But to get it perfect, to get it right, what you need to do is get on this Manscaped. Like, get the perfect package, okay? Because the perfect package 3.0 comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0. All right, this is a waterproof, cordless body trimmer, body all over your body trimmer with a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine, okay? You also get, in addition to the Lawnmower 3.0, which also has the advanced skin safe technology, which prevents the cuts and nicks that I was talking about prior, but you also get the crop preserver, which is basically like a ball deodorant. Who balls don't need some deodorant? Tell me, show me the person so I can tell you a lie. That's what a lie looks like. Everybody needs that. And not only do you get the crop preserver, but you also get the ball toner, which is like a spray-on testy ball toner. It's designed to make your balls smell irresistible. Now, who don't want some irresistible balls? Show me that person so I can show you another lie. Now, you can even add the refined cologne to your arsenal. This is a nice citrus smell of cologne. It's one of my favorites. Very light. Very nice for just walking outside and letting people say, I wish he was in my life. I know you do. Now, in addition to everything that I've already named, you also get two additional free gifts. You get the shared travel bag, and you also get the high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped boxes. These are fantastic boxes, guys. I got to be honest with you. I absolutely love them. They're super breathable, super stretchy, and they feel great. Just great to the touch. Now, if you want to get this 20% off and free shipping, all you have to do is use the code SQUAD, SQUADD, at manscaped.com. Again, that's SQUAD, SQUADD, at manscaped.com. It's 2021. You still got bush? Change that with Manscaped.
Okay, and we are back. So let's get into the topic. What is worse, some food stuck in your teeth or something stuck in your eye?
I go with the eye.
Here go the thing. I mean, yeah, I would go with the eye too, because it's so many big ass things could get stuck in my eye, like half a French fry. But like, then I got the gap too. And then the gap is also stickable and stuckable as well. This is tricky because.
Wait, what can you stick in your gap? I feel like that's safe because you don't, it's a big space. What's going to get stuck in there?
A sandwich cut pickle? Easy. Like,
The whole pickle just chilling.
Nah, but just saying, like a remnant, like a piece of spinach. Do you know
that? But CP, it's so easy to just go like this when you have a big gap and it comes right out.
Yeah, but if you're doing a speech and they're rushing you to the stage, okay, let me get this little bit of this this last little bit of this Greek salad. And they're like, all right, go. And I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, they're like, what the fuck? And it's like a big ass, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I would be horrified. But an eye booger is also like, man, don't nobody love you? Because that's them eye boogers can get big. Them eye boogers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have it's to a point where you can fuck around and see it yourself. And at that point, you know you have gone too far. Like, what the fuck is this? Oh, shit. You know
what I'm saying? I'm with him, bro. I'm going with the I'd rather have the teeth. The teeth you can pick out. We got the portable flosses now, you feel me? We always, anything in my teeth and somebody tape, but your eyes, and then half the time it's an eyelash or like you said, eye booger or something, you can't even get out and you're just rubbing. Now everybody think you got pink eye. And you're like, no, I just been rubbing my eye because I can't get this shit out.
Y'all never did the, hey, open my eye, blow on my eye. That fixes everything.
It don't be working.
They don't work. I actually have something in my eye right now. Like, but you know the trick they used to tell you to do is like hold your eye down and then like move your eye around. That helps like dislodge whatever's in your eye. Oh, like I usually do that.
Nobody's ever told me that. That would have helped save my life a couple times.
Because the blowing in your eye thing, if you think about it, that's kind of gross.
A bird got stuck in my eye one time.
Like where we are right now, if somebody blowing your eye, that could be it. So
COVID.
I'd rather have the food stuck in my teeth. Because you know, like Keon said, you know, the floss, you can just pop that out, but the eye, like you can't see, and it's give me the
wait. Have y'all ever been somewhere where you got something? It's usually like a piece of meat, like a piece of rib or something that, like the grainy type of meat, and it'd be stuck in them teeth, not like either your back teeth or in between your back teeth and like the side teeth, and you cannot get it. You don't have floss, you don't have a tooth, nothing like. Even if you had a toothpick, it's just in a weird spot you can't get. Have you ever had that? Because I feel like that's happened to me several times, and I just be like, trying to.
But you get it out though, and no one's the wiser. That eye thing, everybody knows. And then even with the teeth too, like you could bite on a straw, make that pointy, get that out. The only thing that's really bad about the teeth, if you're talking about like a piece of popcorn that gets stuck underneath the gum and the tooth, oh my god, that is the worst.
Out of the popcorn world, but damn it,
like a little chili flake or something like that is just right between the gum and the tooth. You cannot get that out. That's hell.
Oh, well, chili flake is worse because it's like emitting spice while it's in there. You just like, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? You trying to talk to people? God.
But that's more like irritating than it is. Like it's annoying more than like something in my eyes actually a hindrance. Like I can't see, I can't function. Like, and it's bothering me. And
this is something that is related but unrelated that I think not enough adults talk about. Have y'all had y'all wisdom teeth taken out, everybody?
Oh, yeah. Four.
Yeah. The holes, those big ass golf holes in the back of your shit that biscuits and pancakes smash and all kind of shit. You be like, oh, like nobody tells you. This is adulthood, is having fucking holes. It's like, man, it never feels the same. I want them back. Give my wisdom teeth back. Right, I was crunching way more.
I don't have holes. I don't have
holes. Not like deep. It's like, Kev, have you had your wisdom teeth taken out?
Yep.
Do you have the holes in the back? Like the little, like, they just never feel the same. It's like all kind of pancakes. Yeah, pancake smash be back there.
You have holes back there.
More like divots than holes.
They're like divots. Holes. Yeah, it's like, bro, it's just irritating.
No, y'all done went to some chop shop to get y'all's teeth done.
It's like a vacant lot. Like somebody could come there and build a tooth from the ground up. Like, oh, this is a nice lot. I'm gonna buy this lot. That's how it feels.
Nah, mine closed.
I don't have that.
It's closed. It's like nothing was ever there.
Yeah. You know what though? My top ones are completely closed. I can feel my top ones like smooth, but my bottom ones.
Look at it. We're all like feeling around our mouth, like.
Well, now we all just look like we just did a bump of coke. Everybody's like, I'm good. I think I'm good.
This is a good ass party right here, boy. This is a good ass party.
Let me get the key. You know how to throw a party, man. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, Kev, I want to say, man, God dang it, man. That explaining the dude episode, bro, I can't escape it. My Twitter is constantly 30, 40 people. Man, Lightfoot, the city. I mean, like, y'all really, you know, it's all good. It's you know, and you know what's crazy? I drove home and bust out laughing. Think about that. When I left there, like, ooh, I had that coming for years. Them niggas had an envelope full of years of tears. And that was good, man. That was
good, man. It was a great time.
Kev, we're talking about what's worse, food stuck in your teeth or something stuck in your eye?
Ooh. Well, your eye's usually painful. But one time I had, so this is terrible and gross, I know. I used to bite my nails like to get something out of my teeth if I was like out and didn't have floss on me or something like that.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Wait, so you use the nail as a toothpick or you...
Yes, use a nail as a toothpick, wow. Right?
Wow.
You ain't never did that?
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I have hair. My mom may be afraid of nails. My hair.
Okay, how are you going to say ill and you use your actual hair? Disgusting.
Because this, what do you mean? Because it's floss, like.
But you, if I bite my nails, I can just wash my hands. You walk around all day with spitty hair. Like, how you doing? And be like, ugh.
Spitty hair. But why do you act like it went like that?
One strand of hair
can be used.
Some steak is floating in your hair.
Do you break the hair off after you used it, or you just put it?
No,
back?
Why would I break my hair? Look, y'all, you act like you can't wash your hair real quick. Let's.
You the one said it just one strand. Now you can't break that bitch. So let me ask you a question.
So you
walk around with a damn hair kebab.
Really using hair floss.
She got a hair kebab, all kind of vegetables and meat.
Don't sit here and judge me. Kevin uses fingernails, okay? You know how much germs is in your fingernails?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Back to that. Anyway, I break it off and then I, you know, make sure my nails are usually pretty clean. So anyway, I was out one time with Melissa walking for a long time and I put the nail in my tooth to clean something out, but it was a super thin piece, which I usually don't do. And it got stuck like in my tooth, like in the gum line, tooth line. And for like 5 hours with flossers, I could not get this thing out of my mouth. I mean, I was like almost panicking because I couldn't think about nothing else because I could just feel it. And it was just annoying. So I finally, after like 5 hours of like using my tongue, using the flosser, using like trying to make a pincher, I finally got it out and I vowed never to do that again. But I still do it. I just make sure the nail is big enough that it can't get.
You gotta use that middle fingernail.
Middle fingernail.
Gross. Kevin, I need you just to have the little pointy floss things like in different areas of your home and your car.
For a while after that, I used to keep those in my backpack, but I didn't have my backpack on me when that happened anyway.
You got a Maserati now. You gotta tighten up.
I had the
I know. Yeah, trust me. We can tell. You know what I'm saying? A nigga to my right, like, nigga, what? Pick my tooth. The dentist brings teeth to my house, and I just pick a tooth that I like, and then I have them take the rest that I don't like back. And then that's how it goes. I never pick a tooth.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
Maserati.
I don't know. I'm just saying, that's ugh. I've had stuff in my, and I wear contacts too. And so if, you know, something on your eye, oh my gosh, that's the worst. And you have contacts, oh my gosh. It's the
worst. When I first had contacts, I could get them in good or wasn't used to them. And I rubbed my eye and I knocked my contact like way up in my eye and couldn't get it back down. And I was like, you know, trying to like roll my eyes back. And it came back down all folded over. It was trash.
I'm just imagining that contact going through the factory of your head, like through the whole assembly line and cogwheels, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got your eye folded up. And can I tell y'all something? I'm so happy that I have 2020 vision or 40-40, whatever y'all want to say, roast me. I'm scared of contact. I can't touch my eye. Like, I remember in college, this girlfriend I had bought me some contacts for a Halloween costume. And we were in the bathroom for 20 minutes. I'm like, I can't touch my shit at all. Like,
it's unnatural being to touch your eye is designed to close if it feels something going right in. Yeah. So the whole, like, the person who created contacts was like, man, forget glasses. Let's slice the glasses and put it on the eye. And then I ain't got to worry about it. Like, the first person who did that, like, the first person who got LASIK, that was a wild boy. To be like, what are we going to do? Are we going to fix your thing? Are we going to put a laser in your eye? Yeah. And they used to cut your eye like, bruh, come on, man.
What about this, though? Even lighter than that, the nigga who invented eye drops is like a G, because eye drops took me about 4 years to get used to. You be like, wait.
And you got a lot of eye real estate. I don't understand why that's hard for you. It's hard for me because I got to like open my eyes. So
I remember when I was 7, I got a hummingbird stuck in my eye. You talking about pain? 4 or 5 hours. 4 or 5 hours. He was flapping. I had to go to school. My mom was like, ain't no hummingbird in the eye. Like, mine's a hummingbird. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
All right, let's go. Fear. What, to have a hummingbird in your eye?
No. My fear, when he said he got contacts, like, that was why I didn't get contacts for a long time. And when they taught me how to put them on, because they wouldn't give you the prescription unless you knew how to, like, put them in. They would make you take them out and put them in. And I figured out a way to put my contacts in and take them out. And the eye doctor is always like, that is not how you're supposed to do it. And I'm like, this is the only way that it's getting done.
How did you do it?
So I turned my eye all the way over so just the white is exposed, and I placed the contact on the white of my eye, and then I just turned my eye into it. And
messed it up?
It syncs up and
it never got stuck on the side?
Mm-mm, because I just, like, it's literally sitting right there on the white, and then I just turn my eye into it and roll around, and it's on there. And when I take them out, I look up and I pinch from the bottom. Eye doctor's like, that is not how you do it. You gonna give me this refill or not? Because this is how I do it.
Ah, that's amazing.
I'm with CP. Like, I have 20/20, and I used to watch my dad and my brothers do these contacts, and I would stare at them like they were freaks. And they were just putting their contacts in, and I'd just be like, ugh, and my dad sitting there blinking hella times after, and I'm like, oh, he's got the spirit. Like, this is weird. He's doing all this. Yeah. My brothers, I'd be watching Cotty do hers. I'd be like, if my vision starts going, I'm just getting LASIK. I'm not doing glasses or contacts. I'm just these eyes.
Thank you. I'm about to get LASIK.
Nah, I ain't
ready. You got LASIK?
No, I'm about to. I've been wearing contacts since the 8th grade, and I'm tired of them, okay?
Dang.
I've been wearing them for a long time. At this point, I'm like, let me just go ahead and get this LASIK. That's going to be my birthday present to myself. It's a late birthday present, but I'm going to get
it. Only adults buy themselves surgeries for their birthday. When you
LASIK.
Yeah.
Turn it 40. That's it.
Yeah, for my birthday, I'm going to get that surgery. I've been saving up for it. Ain't no happy birthday.
I'm gonna be able to see.
It's gonna be sore as hell. Like, hey man, you know how it was.
I remember when I first felt grown for my birthday. People was asking me, "What you need, Kev?" And I had my first apartment. I was like, "Bro, you really could put 30 on my light bill. That would put me in a better place." And I had all my friends chip in to help pay my bills. That was the best gift ever because I was like, "This cable finna be off. I ain't got 70 for my cell phone." It was a down month. And they all gave me 50 here, 30 here. I got all my bills paid. I was like, man, happy birthday to me.
That's dope. preachers be doing that every Sunday. But for the most part, it's like, you know what I'm saying? They be like, hey man, if anybody care about what's going on around here, they will chip in, amen.
All right, y'all, let's put it to a vote then. What is worse, food stuck in your teeth or something stuck in your eye?
Eye.
It's the eye for me.
Yeah, it's the eye for sure.
I'm going with I too. It looks like the I is unanimous.
Oh my God, Meg, you missed the perfect opportunity to say the eyes have it. I mean, it was right there.
Shut
the
up, Kevin. You say it.
I touched the coach. It was off me. I touched the coach. It's off me. Lord,
stuck. Okay, oh, here we
you
go.
Were, I thought you were just making that face. You were frozen the whole time.
I was frozen. Sorry, y'all. My internet's doo-doo.
I thought she just really didn't like the jokes. Like, I hate all of
you. Me too.
I literally.
We said worse.
Sorry, y'all. That's what happens when you live on a black side of town, okay? The internet don't be good over here.
Infrastructure. You live in Atlanta. You live on the black side of the country.
No, the black side of the black town. That's what happened. All right, y'all. We'll be right back after this.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I always have my eyes on somebody's screen. I'm either watching something or editing something or shooting something. Sometimes I just have to unplug. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And when I do, I unplug on my Raycon wireless earbuds, okay? Now, these are... they are absolute wonder, okay? Whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast or you're binging on an audiobook or powering through a workout with a pumped up playlist, it doesn't matter. The Raycon wireless earbuds are the perfect thing for the job or the task set for you. I love the sleek case, fits right into my pocket, doesn't take up a whole lot of space, but it does the job. Put these bad boys in here, charge them for a little bit, and then I can finish doing whatever I was doing before I needed to charge them. No more dangling wires or stems that get in your way. No, man, we talking about Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit with a more discreet look. That's what you want. Come on, that's what your earbuds are supposed to do. Now, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime. You heard right, 6 hours of playtime. And you can unplug for a while. All right, kick back, throw your feet up, get comfortable. And the best part, the very best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible for everyone with wireless earbuds starting at about half the price of other premium audio brands. Now, if you guys are ready for a little deal, I got a little something for you. Raycon's offering 15% off of their products for my listeners right now. All you have to do is go to buyraycon.com/squad. S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's it. And you get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair. Hell, grab a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/squad. Buyraycon.com/squad.
I just want y'all to know I have officially entered auntie phase of my life. Like, I knew I was knocking on auntie's door, but no, it's here because I went and bought one of those multifunction mini fans that has the flashlight on the end because I be getting hot and having these personal summers, child, and I got to have my fan on me. So it just came in the mail. I'm trying to set this up.
I was wondering what you was unboxing over there.
And look, it's cute. It's like a teddy bear.
Aww. And it's a fan flashlight?
Yeah, so.
Look like okay, you're on your so, ass. Hold on, let me see it. Hold it back up. It look like you're so, you so, at the car wash with that bitch. Right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so here is the flashlight.
Why you need all that?
Listen, I didn't get it for the flashlight. I got it for the fan component because, you know, I'm premenopausal. And sometimes those personal summers, they don't give a damn where you are. And so.
You ever get a hot flash in the wintertime and be like, that was convenient?
It'd be amazing. But that's the only thing about the hot flashes. You can't summon them on your own. You know, it just hits you when it hits you. And
you got to learn how to control that shit like Goku. Y'all could be sweet as hell. Like, hot flash!
I tell you, I got... like, I got... Listen, I got a hot flash so bad in the winter. I was driving in my car, and I was like, I am about to take all my clothes off. I rolled all the windows down. It's 30 degrees in Maryland, and I was... burning up, and I had my jacket off, the windows, like, oh, why is it like this? This is stupid. Just like, I have a quarter tank of eggs left. Can you just empty the tank already so I can move on with my life?
That's crazy that the fires of hell come back and claim y'all later on in y'all life. It's like all them attitudes, all the, guess what?
No! Oh my gosh.
And ain't nothing like being in the grocery store and then you get one and now people looking at you weird because you sticking your head in the freezer just trying to cool off. Now you got to buy some frozen vegetables that you didn't even want to get so people don't think you a weirdo because you just trying to cool down.
And it's you got that big ass sweat line going down the back of your gray leggings, which is always inconvenient for everybody.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
This is my life. This is the new material that I've been working on. My struggles with perimenopause. I'm not even in menopause yet. This is the beginning. Like,
women are so honorary. Why don't y'all call it womenopause? Like, why do we even be a part of this shit?
That's so
leave us alone.
That's hilarious.
Thank you.
Why do you gotta be a part of this? I always want to put us in the thing. That's y'all pause. They ain't got nothing.
You know the only thing. The only
I'm
thing
at work. You over here? Hey, yeah, keep your distance. I'll be there next week. So
it's because you pausing on making more men.
I like that. Pause on making.
But then think about it. They don't call it hempies. They call it herpes. Y'all gave us that. Thanks, bro. Nah.
Oh, there you go. Good retort.
Hempies. Well, look how stupid hempies sound, though. Hempies, that sounds like a place hempies. You can get subs.
I think in order you know for I mean? Us to really...
I'm looking for a good sound.
I ain't gonna lie. Hempies do sound... Because like, what is that, a hempo? Oh, yeah, you know I got hempies. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it do kind of... It go a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I think that... I got
a hempo on her shit.
That's how we shift, right? So we want equality. Let's change it from herpes to hempies. Let's do that, right? Sure. Okay, so when you're in college.
So then why don't we do this? Then why don't we take the men out y'all shit completely and call y'all woe girls?
Woe girls.
Instead of woman. Yeah, woe girl. What up, woe girl? you are my woe girl. You're everything I need.
Oh, that's funny. All right, y'all. The next topic. Would you rather marry someone you don't love or marry someone who doesn't love you?
Sheesh.
That's so heavy.
But let me just say this. If you have the choice, I mean, it's obviously to marry somebody who you don't love so that at least you control the narrative of how hurt you're not. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you love them and they don't love you, then you just set yourself up for all this hurt, all this whatever. But if you don't love them, at least you control the expectation of it. That's how I look at it. And I don't want to say nothing else about it because this is a scary topic.
That's, man, CP, listen, that was a fantastic point. And I got to agree. I can't imagine purposely being like, just being around somebody that don't love you and you just look in their eyes and you know there ain't no love there. Like, that's tough. I'd rather be the one eyes looking at you like, dang, he don't love me. Nah, man, the fix the egg sandwich, like I said. That's if you're giving me the choice, I don't want to be on the receiving end of no love. I'd rather be the giver of no love.
Yeah, I'd rather be ashtray, bitch.
I feel like this is a lot of people who have kids together and then get married for the kids. I feel like this is the beginning of we don't really love each other. Because it's two separate feelings. Wanting to have sex with somebody and wanting to be attached to somebody for the rest of your life is two separate feelings. We all hope for those feelings to be conjoined to one person. It don't always happen like that. And I applaud people for having kids with somebody and then not necessarily getting married. Man, you know, moving to Atlanta and just starting a family. You know, maybe just raising the kids together. Maybe you get married, maybe you don't.
Kevin, I got a new ring. Shut up.
Oh, it's gonna buy you another 2 years of engagement.
No, I got this actually is the one I wanted. This is the one I
wanted. He done finally gave you what you wanted.
Well, because
what you wanted.
That's his last name. That ain't coming straight.
Oh man, you are just
hold on. Let's back up. Because I'm gonna tell you this right now. There's nothing wrong with getting a ring that you want because I don't wear a lot of jewelry. If you notice, I don't have I'm very minimal. I don't have much jewelry on. I gotta wear this for the rest of my life. I want something that I really want, right? Because I'm gonna have to wear it every day for the rest of my life. I don't spend money on bags, I don't spend money on shoes, like I don't have any other habits. So give me the ring I want. That's all I want. What's wrong with that, CP?
All right. Well, I got you also my wife. Want new eyes. What if you got you that LASIK instead of the ring?
No, no, I'm getting the LASIK.
You ain't gonna fuck your LASIK up. You gonna look at the ring.
Why and gotta be one or the other? I'm getting my LASIK.
It's not one or the other. I mean, I do agree with Ken. I know it's like, man, you but then I agree with Meg, because you want new eyes to look at your new ring. If you can't see that bitch, then you don't even know how sweet it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, I'm gonna be like,
it's blurry. But I will say this though, like, it's like, that's like if I buy you a car and you go trade it in to get you a car that you want, but you got to drive it because it's your car, you got to drive. It's like, that would hurt my feelings a little bit. You know, I got my wife a nice ass ring because I wanted it to be, you know what I'm saying?
What if you and your wife went to go car shopping and she told you what she wanted, but then you decided to get another car because you're like, I just like this car more.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was the situation with my ring. That was the situation, okay?
Oh, well, hey, gotcha. You should have listened the first time.
He should have asked for your blessing to ask for your hand. It's like, man, look, I'm going to pop up with a ring. This is what it's going to be. You know, I ain't going to take you, you know what I'm saying, if I was to marry you, which one would it be? Tell the truth. I'd do that and then go bad for another girl. All right, well, we broke up. My last girl said she liked this ring. You don't want to do that. You got to be careful. You see us in the mall, you look at her hand like, wait a minute. Like, yeah, Zales, you already called it.
Yeah, Zales.
I'm just saying, there's not many things I ask for. I actually don't ask for anything. So this is the one thing that I was like, this is the only thing that I want. I would never ask you for nothing, but I want my specific.
Why do you want that? Why
because it's always thing? Just been like, I don't know. It's I'm very minimal with what I wear. And I just wanted a ring that I just loved, that I could just be like, hey, y'all. See, I don't put on press on nails and everything just so y'all can see my hand, right?
Deserve the ring you want, Meg. I'm all jokes aside, you are absolutely right. You married to the man of your dreams. You deserve to represent that love the way you seem fit. You deem fit, I mean. I'm all with you, Meg. I ain't gonna hold you. All jokes aside. I know Melissa, the first ring I got her, she said she loved it, but we both know, hey man, that thing wasn't real gold. That gold, we had about 6 months of that gold stay gold. And then on the sides where the ring came off, that gold was like, man, you knew what it was. It was $99. What you expect? It's gonna stay like this.
We left. Where the gold at? We left. Don't call us. Yeah,
that gold was out of there, man.
Man.
Y'all got all these sweet engagement stories. I don't have none of that. I don't have I'm talking about how we met, how we like nothing's romantic, like, and that's my girl, like we are rocking tough forever, but the romantic story we just don't have, like our marriage was, well, we got this baby, let's just go ahead, and so y'all don't have different last names.
You had the Jagged Edge wedding.
Come on, we got
this. We got these children, we might as well do this.
And it was like Keelan was a month old. And we got to talking about, you know, paperwork and having different last names. And I was like, all right, bring your ass. Come on, let's
bring your ass.
Let's go ahead and do this damn thing.
I just turned to a 58-year-old black man when you propose.
Bring your ass.
That's what happened. I was me, and then as soon as she was like, I want to get married, I had glasses out of a robe. I was like, bring your ass. Come on, let's go down there to the.
Hey, kid, you were chewing shit. Come on now.
Especially yeah, I'm down here at the mill working. You know I don't want to work these double shifts. Come on now. She bought herself a ring, and didn't tell me. So I was like, "Well, you gonna wear it? You bought it. You know me with money. I'm like, you better wear it." So she'll wear that.
She How you gonna tell her she wear better wear something that she bought?
Because she bought it, but it was my money. So I'm like, yo,
she purchased.
So she'll wear it. And she only wears it though when we go out. Like, when we're around the house and when she's at, like, her regular job, she don't wear it. But, like, we're going somewhere, she'll put her ring on. Like, oh, look, I'm married. You know what I mean? You know, meanwhile, I'm just out here naked.
Yeah,
Keon, but you don't have a ring at all?
Mm-mm.
So, hold on. I was about to say, I was like that, too. I had bought her the ring. I thought it was all good. She's like, what about you? And I was like, oh. And I had to go buy myself one.
Right. I said, you want me? I forgot who told me. They was like, you know, you can just get the little rubber joints now and buy, you know, because I always thought it was stupid to pay for that. And then she was like, no, you can. One of my boys was like, you can get the rubber joints now, you can get all that. So then I told her I was looking for them online or whatever, and in the store, I was like, do you want me to wear it? She was like, honestly, I don't care. And I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna save my little money. and just not wear anything.
She's not worried about like people being like, oh, he ain't married.
No, I'm more worried about people knowing I am married. Because I feel like, honestly, when I was like, I'm not even holding you, man. When I was single, like it was women. But when I became a family man, then they was like, yes. So it's like, the rings honestly make it worse.
Really?
That is true.
They be like, oh, he raised his kids? And he, I want that. Like Chris Rock.
Now somebody else want him. Like that.
They be like, I want that. I want him. So like, the marriage thing, it don't help or hurt when it comes to women hitting on you. The average person is selfish as shit, and they gonna do what they want to do.
Right.
They don't care. You can wear 800 rings with a shirt on.
Playing PlayStation. I know. This is crazy.
Penis locked up in handcuffs with a picture on it, and they still be like, but that.
Let me just go ahead and unlock this picture.
Look at her dad in the face.
I locked up what I'm doing.
They don't care.
Hey man,
I just think there's a certain amount of power people feel like. Like if I can get you and I know you're married, like that means I'm
really
absolutely
for sure. Look at my ring. That's crazy.
Does that count?
So they just be aggressive, Kia? So I just be at the crib. Man. I just be at the crib, just really just playing the PlayStation, raising my kids.
It just, you know, when you see a man with a hat, like, look, as I look at CP's hand, it makes you look more mature, more like, I don't know. I don't know if I feel like the word is manly. Like, it makes you look like I am a responsible man. And that's what women are attracted to, is responsible men.
Like Obama. Well, now I'll tell you, when I first met Michelle, we had a ring. And, you know, that's how I feel.
It's a level of maturity that you look like you have because you have a ring. Or Keon over here, he don't really look like mature because he don't have a ring on. It's a difference.
Hat backwards over there doing math homework. Just
irresponsible.
You know what I mean? But irresponsible, but it'd be like, I know what irresponsible niggas can do in the bedroom because they ain't got nothing else to do. So they'd be like, oh, he don't do nothing but at home smashing. That's all he do. He just work on the stroke all day.
He don't do
anything. He's a loser.
Stroke.
Now, women, honestly, though, women just, they don't, people, the older we all get, the more I just learned, people honestly just don't care. Married, single, they're going to go after what they're going to go after. They don't care. How they do it might be a little different. Like when they come at you knowing you're married, whether it's after a show, DMs or whatever, it's more like playful, like, oh, if you wasn't married, but it's just to see what you would say. It's just to see what you're going to allow. Yep. So they'd be like, oh, I know you're married, but, and then if you'd be like, well, shit, I ain't that married. They'd be like, oh, okay, well, here you go. Like that's how it would go.
But if you respond and make her feel bad, like, bitch, what'd you say? Let me tell you something. Respect everything. Oh shit! I'm sorry. Can I buy a t-shirt?
I would never.
Bitch, watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit!
Everything is just a test of what somebody can get away with. Like, how far are you gonna let me go? That's all it is. That's why I never understood people getting mad at the other woman or the other man. Your spouse could shut it down immediately if they want to.
Yep,
that's true.
Everybody's just throwing fillers. That's all they're doing.
That's why I would say the person that is married is the one that took the vows. The other person ain't take no vows. It ain't their responsibility.
They got no kind of.
They might have took vows to take your vows down. Like, I promise it's everything I love. That's crazy.
Okay, y'all. Time to vote. Would you rather marry someone you don't love or marry someone who doesn't love you?
I feel like I was discriminated against because I'm not married or engaged. Like, no one cared about what I thought about things. That was like in the late 90s. That didn't count.
Why doesn't it count? Wait
a minute.
Statute of limitations. I was 20 years old or something. It wasn't real.
But how does that count?
It wasn't real. It was
the late 90s. We were all coming off crack.
It was Freaknik. You know how Freaknik is. Everybody trying to marry everybody.
You know, it wasn't real, but I have spent a large portion of my dating life loving people that don't love me back. So I'm going to try something new and try not to love someone and let them love me. I'm open to trying that.
That's hilarious. I mean, not hilarious, Ty. The way you said it was funny. I'm not happy it happened to you. But the way you said that, I've been a lifetime doing that. And then you got the menopause thing going on, personal summers, global warming. It's a lot right now. Climate change. You got personal climate change. You got personal global warming. You ain't no amount of recycling going to stop it.
That's it.
You called it a personal summer, which I thought was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's what they call it, personal summers. I'm charging it now.
What about you?
I'm gonna roll with CP and Kev and go with the I'd rather be the one not doing the loving. Cause I feel like that comes very natural to me. You know, my kids, not every day. You know, but most days, but not every day.
All right, yeah. I'm gonna say the same thing. I'd rather marry someone I don't love versus marry someone who doesn't love me. So it looks like it's unanimous. We are heartless out here.
We so selfish.
We are.
Hey, man, like Keon said, human beings are selfish. The human
but y'all went straight to the abuse. I mean, that's just because you don't love them doesn't mean you're going to treat them bad.
That's true. What you mean, CP is? I don't love my landlord. I never did nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you say what?
I was like, we don't like, know.
Oh, whatever.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
2020 was hard, right? For a lot of people, it was just a doozy, okay? And that's why I ended up talking to the people at BetterHelp because I needed someone to talk to because I did feel like something was preventing my happiness. And I had goals, but I didn't know how to start or where to even begin with everything that was going on. And I'm very thankful. And I want to tell you guys about it because BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, all right? And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, I want to be very clear. This isn't a crisis line. This isn't a self-help line. This is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide, all right? That means you can log into your account anytime, anywhere, and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change the counselors if needed, which is really big because, like I said, I've told you guys on many occasions, it took me 3 times to get the therapist that I needed and I felt comfortable opening up with. That's very, very, very key. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. Listen, BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. And if you guys are ready, all right, I want to hook you guys up. All right, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp and all Deaf Squadcast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/squad. So if you guys are ready to make that happen, all you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/squad, SQUADD, and you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/squad. Telling your boy sent you.
Yeah, let's get into this next topic. Which you can only have one for the rest of your life. You have to pick one. Are you going to pick candy corn or Valentine's Day hearts?
Oh, candy corn. I love it. It's delicious. And I don't care what nobody say. And I am not a serial killer. Give it to me.
You're so sweet.
That's exactly what a serial killer would say, too.
And going back to now, honestly, Ty, now it makes more sense. It wasn't that these guys didn't love you. It was that you loved candy corn. It was like, that's something I can't get with.
And they're all dead. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's that part of it.
Candy corn, no.
You know what I do with candy corn? I said this one time about great taste. But, like, you know how candy corn is, like, yellow at the top? So it looks like a kernel of corn that's, like, white and, like, orange, right? I would bite it all the way down to the yellow and I would put it down. I keep biting them and would like, so I would have a little stash of like the yellow pieces so it would look like real corn.
Well, that's weird.
Meg, that might be the most sinister thing I've ever heard. Then what would you do with the rest of the pieces? You would then
I would eat them? But I wanted to like make a stash because it's candy corn and I wanted it to look like corn. I just thought it was hilarious that I now
that sounds had. Like somebody who plays Settlers of Catan. That sounds like something you do if you play Settlers of Catan.
That's a great game, okay?
That is wild. You what is wrong with you?
Y'all ain't never looked at candy corn and be like, wait, this the little yellow piece looked like a kernel of corn. Y'all ain't never said that.
Candy corn tastes like the whole
thing. When I sing candy corn, somebody's got to die. I would rather have the Valentine's Day candy. Honestly, it's just like an unseasoned sweet tart. And I would rather do that than candy corn. Candy corn is just, it's disrespect. It's a disrespectful candy.
Why?
Really? Like, the hearts are like, the hearts are chalky. Like, I don't like
texture
of the hearts.
They're so trash.
I don't like that.
I don't like that the hearts are different colors, giving you the illusion of different flavors.
Yes.
I hate when candies do that. It's like, don't be purple if you ain't got, if you ain't purple for real through the heart of you, don't be purple. Because purple got a strong reason for them to separate the color. It
does taste a little different.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And you know what I did? I put a purple one and a yellow one on my tongue on purpose, and I couldn't tell them apart. I felt like Stevie Wonder eating them bitches. Like, wait a minute. The hummingbird bee. I was Ray Charles on them bitches. Like, no.
It's hilarious.
No, don't work.
I don't like when candies be false flagging. Like, represent who you are for real, and it's all just the same thing. Like, I don't like that.
Candy corn make you want to check the date. Like, when were these? They just don't taste fresh. Like, what is
candy corn? Is more versatile though, because you know, like, they have candy corn, and then they have in for Halloween. Then they'll do the pumpkins. You know, little pumpkins, those are actually like the same thing as candy corn. They're just shaped like a pumpkin. And then I feel like one other holiday they have them, but they're just a different shape.
But you candy corns grow up, they become candles. Stay in school, young candy corn, and you could be a mountain moon Miss Delight.
Fuck out of here. Yo, that's hilarious.
I love the way your mind works, CP. You are so funny.
He is a legend, man. I know him personally, man.
Thank you guys.
Y'all think everybody's gonna do that with like when the glow up for everyone happens? Hey, I know him, man.
I absolutely go. And I'm doing when it. I see CP on Sunset Boulevard, CP is starring in whatever project he saw. I'm gonna be like,
Short and 40. That's all I'm gonna be starring in. Short and 40. Yeah. He got away.
I'm gonna be so happy, man. Cause low key, man, I have a happiness in my heart seeing people win. Like, when you worked hard, especially people who do it the right way. Now, if you done cut somebody out or did somebody wrong and you win, it'd be like, dang, that nigga done really done played the game the wrong way and won at it. But when people just be themselves, like anybody on this panel here, y'all be like, man, Keon starring in Adam Zappel 3. I'll be like, no, they done gave him a third one of these.
Adam's Apple 3. Wow.
Get him, Greg.
If I got to 3 Adam's Apple movies, I would take every picture like this. You made it.
Keon, 3
movies. Imagine the interview, though. Keon, how's it feel? Well, it feels great. You know, really? You know, Adam Ireland is it. You know, look, they said I wouldn't be back for a third one after the accident. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You think a couple of shrimp will keep me down? You know what I'm saying?
If I had 3 movies, I would make swallowing videos. I would do all kinds of, I would dress, I would put a bow tie on it. I would do all kinds of, did they give me 3 movies? A 3 picture deal? Oh my.
First of all, Keon, bro, look. Growing up, my dad had a big ass Adam's apple. And I used to watch that nigga chew and swallow. And what you see is the Adam's apple is moving out the way. It's not even assisting in the swallow. Adam's apple be like, okay, watch out. Watch out. You got the food coming down. Watch out. All right, there it is. You got it. All right. It's like the Adam's apple trying to get to his seat at the movies. Like, excuse me, we're gonna get everybody to move real quick. It'd be like, oh, what is it for?
The only other person I know who I had a teammate, he was the same way, but he was like this super tall white boy, and he looked like an ostrich. And he's the only person I knew that had an Adam's apple like mine.
Did y'all see each other and be like, is it because you have a long neck? Like, how does it, why does it look
so? I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I'll be honest, the older I get, like, when we were younger, people were like, it was Rose City or whatever. I mean, it's still Rose City now, but the older I get, I know with women, they're like, you just a man. Like, they'll just, they just be like, that's a man's throat. I'd be like, all right, cool. All right, well, you see it. You see me out here. What you want me to do? What? They'd be like, you are a man.
Hey, let me see that Adam's apple, Kev, and CP. Which are
Adam's? Now, the thicker my neck got, that Adam's apple. I say, Adam's apple was in 2002.
But seriously though, why don't we? I don't understand why y'all can't see y'all.
I don't know. So what's yours, man?
Mine is because when I was young, I used to be as, you know, Keon is in shape and all that. The that fatter I got, the more fat meat done came and covered up the Adam's apple.
Yeah, look, I could pull my neck meat back and you could see if I put a neck meat. You see it?
No.
Yeah, there it go. I see it there when you did that.
Like a little thought. You know what I'm saying? A little thought. A little thought.
I think, honestly, I have no... There's no extra, I don't have fat on my, like, there's, so it's just like here. Like here.
That's why I couldn't be a barber, because if I came in contact with him, I'd be like, oh, wait a minute. Moving around the clippers.
I never knew that. The fatter your neck, the less Adam's apple you have.
Okay. Yeah, mine, when I was like 16, 17, it wasn't as big as Keon's, but you could see it. And then when I started college and I was like, man, they got a lot of food here. This is crazy. There's plenty of things to eat here. And I just basically been doing that for the last 3 years.
Some churches will make you put a turtleneck on that bitch, depending on how proper.
Wait, let me tell you something, bro. When I was a kid and my mom would put us in turtleneck, I'd be like, mom, this is so uncomfortable. Cause it was just, it wouldn't make a decision. Like, the turtleneck didn't know what to do. It'd be like, do I go over the top or do I lay underneath? And it would just like do this all, and I'd be like, mom, like, I just started wearing turtlenecks again when I got older. Yeah. As a kid, they were just irritating. And I was like, I don't like this.
I hate turtlenecks to this day. You know what I'm saying? For real. But you know them churches where the girls can't wear jeans? You can't walk in there with no damn raw Adam's apple like that. You know, that would disturb the women. You gotta have that bitch under a turtleneck or a mop.
Raw Adam's apple?
Raw.
That is so funny. Yeah. All right, we got a vote here. So you can only have one for the rest of your life. You going with candy corn or Valentine's Day hearts?
I said what I said. Candy corn, please.
Valentine's Day heart.
Valentine's Day heart.
I'm sure. Going with the Valentine's Day.
Man, I'm going my little kernels of corn with Ty. So it looks like Valentine's Day hearts have it. You all, thank you for watching another episode of Squadcast. Make sure you send some love to Tahir for him to get better as he recovers from his neck and back surgery. Hilarious.
And I just looked it up. Looked up Adam's apple live. I never knew.
Why is it happening?
People with larger Adam's apple have more cartilage around their vocal cords.
And you sing.
You do sing.
Damn, that's deep.
They have a larger voice box. So that's what it means.
I didn't know you could sing, Keon.
Oh, no.
What does that Keon mean? It was loud?
Hey, what's funny about Keon singing, I saw the video you singing. He wanted them niggas to hit two or three notes. But that's all I'm going to do because I don't want y'all to.
Oh, he loves it. Oh, good singers love it. I ain't like, man, I don't want to mess with you, man. And hey, you know that meme of Carmelo picking the ball up and then throwing it down? That's Keon when he's about to sing.
Oh, I'll be like, man, all right, bro. I mean, I don't want, yeah, because it's kind of moist in here. I don't even want to do that, man. But yeah. That's what's up.
Thank you for watching another episode of Squadcast. Make sure you like this video, share, subscribe to the channel as well. And if you have any suggestions as far as topics, please send to here. What is he supposed to send him? A DM, right? No? What did he always say? I don't know it.
Last time he said, don't do it no more because he'll be looking.
Oh, because I don't be listening. After when we close, I don't be listening to here. So basically, put in the comments below, put the topics that you think we should cover on Squadcast. I want to thank everyone on the show today, starting with Ty Davis, the beautiful, the one and only, and also CP, Keon Pole, and last but not least, the one and only Kev on stage. Thank y'all so much. And we'll see y'all next time right here on Squadcast.
All right, bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.